Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Drupalize Me. Become a Drupal super genius from the convenience of your own living room. Lullabot's extensive Drupal training library contains almost 200 hours of streaming video, including in-depth classes on subjects such as CCK, Views, Drupal theming, jQuery and JavaScript, Drupal performance and scalability, and new Drupal 7 specific videos being released every month. Get immediate access to the entire library when you become a member. For more information, visit drupalize.me today. Go, Drupalize yourself.
All right. Hi, I'm Drew Gorton. I work with Gorton Studios, and one of the things that we're doing right now is Node Squirrel, which is offsite Drupal backup. Get your backups off of your server and off into the cloud, just in case something bad happens.
You built it with a backup and migrate module, right? So how is Node Squirrel different than just standard, I downloaded backup and migrate and installed it on my site?
What's the value proposal?
The value proposition, as it were, is backup and migrate, as by default, will store the backups on your server, which isn't really a backup. I mean, it's a sort of content-level backup for, oh my god, I just screwed something up, my file's still here, but that does not protect you against server failure. Yeah. So if something bad happens to your server, your backups that were right there are also gone, which is not so much in the way of backup. So what this does is gives you a nice, easy plug-in destination, send it off to Node Squirrel, and there's a management console, so you can go see those, you know, see where your backups are, store as many as you want, and we're right now in an open beta, so we're looking for people to come in and test it out. We've had about 200 people in alpha since August timeframe, and feedback has been really good. There were a couple things people asked us to do, some notifications, make the sign-up process a little bit cleaner, but thus far it's been working really, really well. And so now we're asking lots of people to just come in, start hammering it, and once it's all good, once it's ready, which we're hoping is sooner rather than later. We're hoping we don't discover big bad things. But thus far, I don't know.
Is it database data only, or is it files as well? Like user-generated content files, does that get backed up?
Yeah, right now that is a separate download. So yes, okay. But you have to install the Backup and Migrate files module. The newest version of Backup and Migrate, which is under development, it's not actually out, you can't download it yet. Rolls all of that together, so you don't actually have to go do a separate download to have your files be included. It also does some nice things about performance improvements, so it's dropping to command line tools if they're available. So if you have MySQL dump or tar.gz, so things that, so if you have, for example, a lot of content, you don't have to rely on PHP's timeout limits and Apache's sort of capacity. You can go drop a layer deeper and have that happen still. So it's pretty exciting. I don't know. We're
anything else you're excited about Drupal-wise? Drupal-wise?
I tell you, this morning's keynote really energized me. I liked it a lot. And I thought Dries did a really good job identifying pain points and really talking about concrete ways to solve them. And I especially liked the analogy of Symfony as jQuery for the back end.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, like that's so, that resonates really well. jQuery, obviously, just brilliant, but it's a little bit, you know, like that was a big thing to change. It's a big cultural shift to throw another library into Drupal. And I think that's an unqualified win. Everybody loves themselves some jQuery. I mean, I certainly do.
It'll be interesting to see what happens because, like, now, like, does it open the floodgates, kind of? Which may be a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm totally
in
the, like, yet category.
Yeah. Right.
Let me play with it for a couple of releases.
I definitely want to go
like
see the session.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep.